Maybe you're excited by it, you might be dreading it, or disgusted by it. Either way, Black Friday is this week. That means the holiday shopping season is kicking off. Some good news on that, there don't appear to be major price hikes just yet. But if President Trump's trade war with China continues, that might change. The tariffs are set to increase in January. As The World's Jason Margolis reports, that's got some small businesses on edge.
Sea Eagle Boats began selling inflatable kayaks back in 1968. Today, the 30-person company also sells inflatable boats, canoes, and rafts. These are not cheap, throwaway, blow-up boats. At his headquarters in Port Jefferson on Long Island, New York, company president Cecil Hogue shows me a deflated fishing vessel.
It takes about 5 minutes to fully inflate this boat with this pump. And over time, I've gotten a lot of leg exercise.
That's one way of doing it.
Hogue's business partner and brother, John Hogue, fires up an electric pump to speed things along. Pretty quickly, the boat is rock solid, and it feels like hard plastic.
It's a much more rigid boat. You can see it has a real structure to it that other inflatables couldn't attain until this technology was developed.
And they deflate easily for storage. Sea Eagle's patented boats were designed on Long Island, but have long been built in China. Before that, they came from Europe. Starting in September, the Hogue brothers began paying a 10% import tax on their products from China. That tariff is scheduled to shoot up to 25% come January. The Hogue brothers will try to pass that cost along to their customers, but John Hogue is worried.
The average American consumer hasn't had much of a raise in the last few years. And middle-class families can spend some money on recreation, but
if a $2,000 fishing skiff starts selling for $2,500, that might give shoppers pause. But a major point to President Trump's tariffs has been to drive manufacturing back to the United States. Cecil Hogue says with their products, easier said than done.
The problem is that to recreate the factories that we're importing from would be about $500 million. Last year, we sold $10 million of goods. We don't have the $500 million. I'm sorry.
So they basically need to stick with China, at least in the short term. John Hogue understands another one of the president's goals, to stop Chinese companies from forcing Americans to give up intellectual property in order to build in China. Most agree that's a real problem.
Yeah, I think President Trump and the administration should address the issues with China on a case-by-case basis.
But he doesn't think his company should be punished. Economists disagree on a lot, but not on tariffs. The overwhelming majority say slapping tariffs on thousands of items is a crude economic tool, not an effective way to address ongoing trade problems with the Chinese. And while this might sound like a tough luck case for a 30-person company on Long Island, think again. The American boating industry employs a lot of people.
650,000. So everything from who makes the boat to selling the boat, repairing it, the marinas and service shops that are out there, it's quite a big industry.
That's Nicole Vassilaris with the National Marine Manufacturers Association. She says more than 350 marine-related products are being hit by tariffs on Chinese imports.
It's everything from ropes to the wheels on trailer tires to marine engines and fiberglass.
The list also includes things like navigation equipment and antennas. Vassilaris says you can't just shift production on a dime. And ultimately, factories probably wouldn't move from China to, say, Ohio or Alabama.
And what's the end goal? If we take things from China and we move them to Vietnam or move it somewhere in the South Pacific, is that really helping or is that just causing an extra burden on U.S. manufacturers?
A lot of boating equipment is still manufactured in the United States. Taco Metals in Miami builds things like deck hardware, stainless steel railings and hinges. Bill Kushner with Taco Metals says their products are designed and produced in the U.S., but their raw material imports, steel and aluminum, are being taxed. And he's worried how long this will continue.
In essence, you know, it's isolationism and protectionism that is going to keep us from really being a part of the global economy.
He says for small manufacturers, the tariffs are going to cost more jobs than they create. That's one opinion.
I think it's too early to tell what the impact of the tariffs will be.
Scott Paul is the president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. His organization estimates that the U.S. has lost 2.7 million manufacturing jobs since China joined the World Trade Organization in 2001. Many of those job losses were due to improvements in technology. Still, Paul says if the tariffs can bring about some changes in our relationship with China, it may be worth it.
And the tariffs provide us with some leverage that we have lacked. But I will candidly admit, these tariffs are as much of an experiment as letting China into the world trade system was in the first place.
But this experiment is causing anxiety for small family-run businesses like Sea Eagle Boats.
You know, we've gone through oil shocks and recessions, but nothing that was deliberately created by our own government. No, nothing like this.
John Hogue says if the tariffs increase in January and their boats are priced too high and sales fall, that means less money to pay their Long Island staff, people working in sales, marketing, web design, and accounting.
All those jobs are at risk.
And economists warn that scenario could also play out across tens of thousands of American businesses. For The World, Jason Margolis, Port Jefferson, New York.